The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Adrian. Paul Taylor now being joined by Mustangs women's ice hockey head coach Tracy Johnson as the Mustangs fall for the first time this season by a score of 8-1. Coach, first, your overall thoughts on the night?
Well, you know, they're the number four team for a reason, and we knew that going in. We knew they were going to be fast. We knew they were going to be big. We knew they were going to be aggressive, and, you know, that's a good team. That's a good team for us to see and a great learning moment for us, I think. And, you know, we didn't ever let down from what I could tell, and our team was staying pretty positive with themselves, and, you know, it definitely wasn't our night.
You talked before the game with me about, you know, you were interested to see how your team would respond. You guys were down, trailed for the first time this season. You got the two quick goals, bang, bang, and it looked like, you know, it could snowball, and it didn't. You get the quick goal there. What did that tell you in that moment?
Yeah, I think we, you know, we could have very much let the panic button continue to be pressed over and over again, but I don't think that we did that and kept our heads up and kept our composure and, you know, bounced back and were able to get that power play goal, and I think that was huge in terms of that first period, how it went for us.
Now, you talk about the power play goal. It was one thing you weren't thrilled with about after the weekend against Chatham. You guys get the power play goal so quick. It was so quick, it was almost like you didn't get a chance to really run it. I mean, it was a good goal, too, was it not?
Yeah, no, it was. And that's what we try to preach to them is moving the puck quick and getting it released on net fast as well. So, you know, can't ask for more on that.
From up here, it looked like it scored twice, but that's beside the point. But yeah. Is this a game where I know you know you love to watch film and you stay up late and picking it out and everything? Is this a game where you kind of throw the film away and just look at the overall picture, or do you still try and pick some stuff out?
No, I think there's definitely a learning moment in any game that you play, regardless of if it's a win or a loss. And I think the only way that this is going to be a true full-on loss is if we don't learn from it. So I think, and it's not just picking apart, you know, what did we do wrong? Where, you know, where were the breakdowns? I think it's also looking at the things that we did well. I think we had some great breakouts. I think we were getting better with our decisions with the puck, but we haven't seen a team that's that good and that fast yet this year. And I think that we're going to be a better team for that, to take this opportunity to learn from this game and move forward.
What does it mean in a game like this? I mean, obviously, you're looking at some of the smaller things, but to get Katie DeRosa in there for 20 minutes, to have Jen McPherson get some good minutes in the end and, you know, played really well the last couple minutes, what does it mean moving forward to have them get some quality playing time?
I think it gives them a chance to really step into that opportunity that they get, and you know, hopefully that can translate into more opportunities down the line, I mean.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you so much for the time. I know it wasn't the night that you wanted, but you get two games in Minnesota, so go get the sweep this weekend and head home on a high note.
Thanks so much.